Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave Fryman is joining us on the phone. Dave, McDonald's and franchisees, including yourself, are investing $320 million in New York State to modernize a bunch of different restaurants here in the area. What exactly is happening?
Yeah, it's a pretty unprecedented and staggering number. We are going through every location, essentially, and we are bringing them up to and beyond, you know, today's current expectations. The dining rooms are being modernized with some awesome new decor. The customer experience is changing with the kiosks that people can just walk up, and it's like a giant iPad, and they can just easily take their time, pick and choose exactly what they want, customize things exactly how they may want them. We're remodeling the counters, and we're also implementing table service, which is kind of unusual, but it's a big hit so far, where you will place your order, and you get a little table tent. You bring it to your table. And then before you know it, one of our wonderful employees shows up with your tray of what you your food that you ordered. And we help take care of you like that. It's kind of a new way of doing things. We also got our digital menu boards, which, you know, many people have seen. But the new digital menu boards we've put in our drive-thru, I think, are pretty astounding. They look fantastic. They're bright, super easy to read. We've got mobile order and pay, so you can now, you've been able to for some time, you can order food on your phone. You can pay for it on your phone. You can pull up to whatever McDonald's you happen to be nearby, and they will bring it out to you in the parking lot at the drive-thru window. You can come on inside and pick it up. So it's pretty great that the changes that are happening as we speak.
So McDonald's basically goes from being fast food to now faster food. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it may be faster in some cases, and we like to think so, but we always try to be as quick as we can. But there's also a slightly different clientele at times, you know, people who want to come in and be taken care of, and we can address that with table service. People who may approach the front counter and they don't want to feel rushed and, you know, feel that pressure. I mean, we all walk in and we see that menu board and we know what we want, but we still stand there and look at it. And with a kiosk now, or their phone, you know, you can order things at your leisure. We have, you know, great new products. We've got our fresh beef that's been making some national headlines. And I think that we're doing everything we can to maintain the classic McDonald's quick service experience, but extend it in a new and unique way.
You know, Dave, there's hundreds of McDonald's throughout New York State, but within Western New York, let's say just Erie County alone, how many locations are we looking at? I'm sure you have a few.
Well, I know in our Buffalo group, I mean, I'm a local owner. I have four myself, and pretty much everyone that around here is also everyone is a locally owned restaurant as well. So, you know, this is all Western New Yorkers hard at work trying to deliver the right experience. I think if you were to look at it all, I think we're around 62 restaurants in the Western New York area. And you're going to expect to see modernizations and changes virtually at all of them.
You know, we've always heard about the implementation of these kiosks, and that's something that would come with an increase in minimum wage, right? And then all of a sudden people would lose their jobs because of it, because of new technology coming in. How is this going to affect the job force that you all physically have?
I got to tell you, I am grateful that you asked that, because it's a sensitive subject. Right now I have one of my four restaurants with a kiosk in it. And to manage that, we have a person dedicated to that kiosk. we have a person dedicated to table service. So the amount of staff on hand is actually higher. We are employing more people because of the changes that we are making. And I think that you'll find that regardless across the board in the McDonald's system, as we modernize and we try to make things easier for the customer, we're not cutting jobs. We're adding jobs, regardless of where the minimum wage is going.
So is that a misconception that you think with an increase in minimum wage that, hey, for a big company like McDonald's, even though it's owned by local franchises, at least for you guys, it's a job creator?
100%. Yeah, it is definitely a job creator. And even though we're under that big, you know, that big golden halo of McDonald's, it's still just us. It's still me with my managers day to day who try to create the best experience possible, not just for the customers, but 100% for my employees. My employees are the only reason that we can do this the way we do it today. We are dependent on them just as they are dependent upon us for employment. It is in our best interest to keep them happy, to keep them in a job that they can feel respect for, to keep them in a job that they feel confidence in. That is our primary goal.
These workers that you said that are going to be essentially doing table service, are they all of a sudden becoming tip workers as if it were a sit-down restaurant, if you will?
No, we're not crossing into that territory.
When do the effects go into effect, the changes with the kiosks and everything? When should all the locations have upgrades?
The due date, so to speak, is December 31st, 2019. We're supposed to be 100% at capacity January 1st of 2020.
How much does it cost for one restaurant to get all these upgrades?
It widely varies. It depends if it's a big restaurant, if it's a small restaurant. You know, you can get into the, it's expensive. Don't get me wrong, but there is also unprecedented partnering from McDonald's to help us all make this happen. So you can see a remodel project in the $200,000 range, and they can go north of that, depending on the size and scope of the restaurant.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.